Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk Cowboys football is the second in command, Stephen Jones. Good morning.
How you fellas doing?
Okay.
Great. How are you?
What's wrong with you? I've had a busy week.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been calling overseas.
Calling overseas?
Uh-huh. I called Prince Charles asking him how he did it.
Oh.
How did he get rid of the parent keeping him from ascending to the position he rightly deserved?
It's going to happen for you one day.
Yeah, I asked him how he did it. I asked if he slipped an alligator in her bathtub or changed out her diabetes pills with heartworm pills from the dog.
God.
He didn't do any of that.
Or if he stabbed her with an Arkansas bayonet when she wasn't looking.
Don't talk like that.
It's like the press is saying, Prince Charles, he's living the Stephen Jones dream right now.
I have not heard that. No one has said that.
They say. Daddy was mad that we won against them Bengal Tigers team.
Mad?
He wanted us to lose that game so he could fire that heavy guy.
Really?
I like Mike McCarthy.
Oh, I think he likes him.
No, he don't like him. He says that McCarthy is showing him up with all that talk of a sports barn. Did you know that Daddy built a sports barn at his house?
No.
And Highland Park made him tear it down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Apparently, they got rules about not hillbillying up the city.
Yeah, I can see that. You haven't seen many barns in Highland Park.
I know, but see, Daddy wanted to build a sports barn because he wanted to be taken seriously on the football.
Yeah, he's always wanted that, hadn't he?
I told him he could start by learning the players' names. He don't know them. He don't know none of them.
No, there's a few, maybe.
Hey, did you see that Arkansas is playing A&M?
Oh, yeah.
Finally, we got a game at AT&T Stadium that Daddy cares about.
Oh, he cares about the Cowboy games, kind of.
Daddy loves Arkansas much more than he loves the Cowboys.
Does he?
Uh-huh, he did. Did you know that Daddy got me into Arkansas, that college they got there in that state? He got me in there, and I didn't have to do no studying or nothing.
Well, I don't think it's that hard to get into Arkansas.
I thought that's how it worked.
Daddy just donated, like, a lot of money and, like, a sperm sample, and that was it.
What?
They let me in there.
Very interesting.
Mommy's been on her boat for a year and a half, and we ain't seen hiding her hair.
Oh, that's not
true. She was at the game last week.
That's the only time we see her. She don't sleep at our house no more.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
I know. She sleeps out on that boat. She got that handsome captain that she says she likes to be near.
Now, this is your mom.
Said he makes her feel pretty.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, you're really tickling yourself, aren't you?
Okay.
That's Baruka. I told her I would take her go pony riding. She wants to ride her pony.
Oh, your new sister.
Yeah, Daddy bought her a pony.
Okay.
There she is. That's Baruka. That's my new little baby sis.
Tell her hi.
I will now. Go Cowboys.
Okay. All right. See you, Steven. Good luck to the Hogs tomorrow.